The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by North Fork Bank and its private banking department with Gabriel Safti. Hashem Yishmerehu V'Hayehu. We would like to thank North Fork Bank and urge our listeners to patronize this generous financial institution. On a private note, we'd like to thank Mr. Gabriel Safti for his continued support for all our programs here at Daf Yomi, Torah Learning Resources, and the Torah Center. Teskele Mitzvot. Today's Daf has been dedicated in memory of Yosef ben Mazal and Shlomo Rafael ben Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tanihem began Eden. Amen.
Daf Lamed Dalid. Today's daf is being studied by Alun Shmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, and we start 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, and we continue in the Seder Avodah according to the way Abaye reported it in the name of Abba Shaul. So now we go to the Gemara. V'hatava chete nerot kodemet liktoret. The cleaning out of the two nerot precedes the bringing of the ketoret. Again, we remember according to Abba Shaul, the ketoret is brought after the entire hatavat nerot. Hatavat nerot was done in two stages. It was done hatavat hamesh nerot, and then according to the way we understand, you had dam in the middle, zerikat dam of the Ola, and then you had the Tabat Shtenirot, and now saying the Ketoret. The Amar Kera, which is based on the Pasuk, Behetibo etanirot, Vehadar Yachtirena. So it's a Beferush Pasuk. It says, Behetibo etanirot ben Arbaim Yachtirena. So therefore, from the fact that it says, or it's actually the Pasuk is not ben Arbaim, it's Baboker, Baboker, Behetibo etanirot Yachtirena, which is that after you do the Hatabat Tanirot, you bring the Ketoret. Uktoret Evarim. And the ketoret comes first, and then followed by the evarim, that's the limbs of the korban ola. The Tanya, we have a braita. Yukdam davar shene'emar bo baboker baboker ledavar shelo ne'emar bo ela boker echad bilvad. Which means the ketoret has in it boker boker, has the word boker twice. Like it says, baboker baboker behetibo etanirot yachtirena. So we have a double boker by ketoret, whereas by the korban tamid, we only have a single boker. So therefore, it makes sense to precede the double boker of the ketoret before the evarim. Rashi on this has a question. Rashi, dibur ha-matchil, will start, ledavar shelo ne'emar bo ela boker echad, ha-tamid ne'emar bo ta'asib ha-boker, ve'im tomar, ha-shadinan ale echad mehanach v'shne gezirin. We learned yesterday's daf, that one of the bokers of the Shnei Gezirin we threw onto the Tamid. So now, once you say that, so therefore the Tamid also has two bokers. So she says, Adam Tamid u Shadin an Ale velo ala Evarim. So which part of the Tamid are we throwing that boker on? We threw it on the Dam aspect of it, but we didn't throw it on the Evarim. And here we're discussing the Evarim. So therefore the Evarim only end up with one boker. The Im Tomar Mechaper Adif. Also, she has a different question. If it's a choice between the Ketoret and the Evarim should come first because the Evarim are a factor of Kapara. And we said in the previous Gemara that Kapara overrides. That she says, "En Kapara ela bedam." The main Kapara of the Korban is not in the limbs being burnt on the Mizbeach. The main Kapara is the blood. And therefore, we're back to the point that Ketoret has two bokers, where the Evarim only have one boker. So again, as she was bothered, what do you mean? You have two bokers by the Tamid. Because yesterday we took a boker of Shnei Gezirin, we put it on the Tamid. She says, we put it on the Dab of the Tamid, but not on the Evarim of the Tamid. And the Evarim is also not a Kapara aspect, so therefore the Ketoret would come first. Comes the Gemara and says, Ve'evarim le'mincha. Right? You bring the Evarim, that's the Korban Tamid, and then the Mincha, that's the meal offering that follows. The Tanya, we have a bright, Minayin Shelo Yehe Davar. Kodim l'tamid shel shachar. How do we know that nothing goes on the mizbeach before the tamid shel shachar, which means the tamid shel shachar must go first? How do we know that? So the Gemara says, Talmud lomar, because we have a pasuk, ve'arach aleha ha'olah, and you will place on the mizbeach the olah. Now, it doesn't, which is mashma, that Rava says, ve'amar Rava, ha'olah, the olah, hi olah rishona. That is the first olah, meaning that's the first item that goes on the mizbeach. Therefore, you cannot put the mincha before the olah. They're learning from the words ve'arach aleha ha'olah, that olah is the first item that goes on the mizbeach. Now, that she says, Tamud omar ve'arach aleha ha'olah, ha'olah with the he, mashma tehe rishona. It's mashma that the point of the pasuk is telling us is that it should come first. Di'i le'eruyeh ba'alma atta shi'yekhtidu aleha olah ushlamim nikhtov ve'arach aleha. Which is, if the pasuk was just coming to tell me that you place the korban olah on the mizbeah, then you follow it up by other korbanot, the pasuk could have just said ve'arach aleha, that you place on the mizbeah after all the other korbanot. But from the fact that it says ha'olah, ha'olah is coming to tell me a hadush that what dafka the olah comes first. So again, she's bothered. She's saying, who says maybe the pasuk is just coming to tell me ve'arach aleha, you have to put the korban olah on the mizbeah? How do you know that it's coming to tell me comes first? So the, because Rashi says the pasuk could have said ve'arach aleha. However, the word ha'olah is coming to tell me that it comes before any other korban. Now the question is, how do you know that this pasuk is referring to the korban olah tamid shel shachar? Maybe it's referring to a different olah. So how do we know this is referring to just the pasuk just says ve'arach aleha ha'olah? It doesn't tell us the olah tamid shel shachar. So the Tosafot says, דיבור המתחיל, העולה עולה ראשונה, יש מפרשים שעולת התמיד שכתובה ראשונה לכל הקורבנות בפרשת פינחס. So when the Gemara says, העולה עולת ראשונה, what does ראשונה mean? ראשונה means the first עולה that's mentioned in פרשת פינחס. Because in פרשת פינחס it gives us a listing of all the קורבנות. And the first קורבן that it lists is עולת תמיד. So therefore, עולה ראשונה means the עולה ראשונה that's mentioned in פרשת פינחס. הנה כסבר עולה שקריבו אבותינו לפני הר סיני עולה תמיד הווי והיא הייתה ראשונה לכל הקורבנות ציבור. Or we could say that when it says עולה ראשונה, it means the first עולה that was ever brought. Now, according to one opinion, the first קורבן that was ever brought by Klal Yisrael was at הר סיני before Matan Torah. And what was that קורבן that they brought? The קורבן was an עולה. So therefore when they say עולה ראשונה, it's the עולה תמיד. They call it ראשונה because it was the first one that was brought at Har Sinai. Fine. Comes the Gemara. So that's how we know the tamid goes first, and then the mincha follows it. Because he ha'olah, the olah is going to be the first thing on the mizbeah. Comes the Gemara and says, "Umincha lahabitin." The mincha comes before the habitin. The habitin was the mincha of the Kohen Gadol. It was split up into two parts, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So you bring the mincha followed by the habitin. So the Gemara says, what's the proof? So the pasuk says, Ola u mincha. Have a pasuk, Ola u mincha. It means the Ola is born first and it's followed by the mincha. The habitin linsachin. And then after the habitin is brought, so then the nisachin are brought. How do we know that? So he says, Shum Mincha. Habitin has the name of a Mincha, which is Habitin is a type of Mincha. So therefore, when it says in the Pasuk, Ola U Mincha, it means not only the Mincha for the Ola, but any type of Mincha. Any Mincha that has a Shem Mincha. Habitin has a Shem Mincha. So you put all the Minchot together. So it'd be Ola, the Mincha of the Ola, followed by the Habitin. Habitin is also a type of Mincha. So therefore, Shem Mincha, that's the name of a Mincha. Let's read Rashi, Ola Mincha, third line. Lakriv Ishe Lashem Ola Mincha Zevach Unsachin Devar Yom Biyomo. That's the whole Pasuk. Ola Mincha, what's the juxtaposition between Ola Mincha? Lemidcha Shetem Minchata Ola Achara Ola Miyad. That the mincha has got to be immediately after the olah. Velo yafsiku habitin ben olah leminchat tamid. Don't separate it with the habitin. But after you bring the mincha, you bring the habitin. Why? Next verse, yishum mincha. Tu'il v'habitin af hen mincha. Since habitin is also a mincha, v'izkikam katuv ima tamid, and the Torah mentions the habitin with the tamid, dichtiv ba, it says, v'asiri ta'ifa solet l'mincha tamid. So it has the word tamid by the minhat habitin, afites mukhal tamid. So to it should be close to the tamid. Ahar mincha nisachin kedichtiv ola uminha, which means you would bring the korban ola, you bring the mincha, you would bring the habitin, followed by the nisachim. Now the nisachim, the musafim. The nisachim, the pouring of the wine on the mizbeach for the korban ola, comes before the musafim. Okay, so how do we know that? So the pasuk says zevach unsachim, because the pasuk says you bring the zevach, the korban, and then you bring the nisachim. Rashi says lamadnu shelo yafsi korban acher ben zevach lenisachim. We know that the zevach, which is the ola, should be followed by its nisachim. But if you're going to put the musaf in between, you're going to have another zevach in between the zevach and the nesachim. So therefore, from the fact that zevach and nesachim, we learn that no other korban should separate between the korban and its nesachim. So again, it's korban, mincha, habitin, nesachim. Now there is one tosafot that we should do. Look at tosafot the word matan habitin and nesachim, shum mincha. Hadelo kamar ta'ama mishum. Which means, maybe you could have brought me a proof that the habitin has to follow the korban, the mincha, because it says machatzito baboker, which means that would imply, I guess, that you have to do it in the morning, boker. So therefore, you have to do it before something else. So since it says the word boker in the pasuk of habitin, that's how I know it has to be done before the nesachim. Nesachim doesn't say the word boker. So he says mishum de nesachim ketiv nami boker. That's it. Tosfos answer. It does say boker by nesachim. So from the boker aspect of it, both say boker. So therefore, we had to come on to a different proof, because shum mincha, it has the name of a mincha, so therefore it follows the mincha then the habitin. But from the boker angle of it, it's equal to nesachim. Now, comes the Gemara and continues. Umusafin le bazichin. The musaf comes before the bazichin. What was the bazichin? There were two spoons that were on the shulchan. They had levona in them, frankincense. So you have to take them off on Shabbat and you put them on the mizbeach. So it says the musaf comes before the bazichin. What do you mean? The Gemara says, "Ve'atanya, we have a braita. Bazichin kod min musafin. That the bazichin come before the musaf. So make up your mind." The Gemara says, "Tanaei. It's machloket tanaim." Amar Abaye, mistabra keman damar musafin kod min the bazichin. It makes sense to say that the musaf comes before the bazichin. Why? Lav mi amart baboker baboker leakdim. Didn't we use a sevara above that whenever it says baboker baboker by something, that's a sevara to say it goes earlier? Hachaname biyom biyom le'acher. By musaf, it doesn't say baboker baboker, but it says biyom biyom. And yom is a sevara to say to go later. Because yom means do it in the thick of the day, which is later. So therefore it makes sense to do the bazichin and then to do the musafin, and then do the bazichin. Why? Based on the fact that it says beyom beyom. Now what's the pasuk? The pasuk says beyom haShabbat, beyom haShabbat ya'archenu lefnei Hashem. So it says by the bazichin beyom haShabbat, beyom haShabbat. So that implies later. So by it says mistaber to put the bazichin after the musafin. Let's read Rashi. Tanaei Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva Parigiba Pesachim. Okay, that's the machloket. Beyom beyom haShabbat ya'archenu velashon beyom haShabbat beor atzum hayom. Meaning in, like I said, the thick of the day and not in the morning. So Gemara says, "Ma'ay ta'ama deman de'amar bazikin kod min le'musafin." Oh, so what's the logic of the opinion that says that the bazikim come before the musafin? Gemar huka huka mehabitin. He has a gezerah shava. It says by habitin the word hok, and it says by bazikin the word hok. So therefore, just like habitin are done before the Musaf, so too the Bazichim should be done before the Musaf. Gezra Shava Chok Chok. Rashi, Chukah Chukah, Bahabitin Ketiv, Chok Olam, Lashem Kalil Toktar. ובבזיחין כתיב קודש קדשים הוא לו מאישי השם חוק עולם ואכולם מלטה כאב וגמלין למיני שתגדין למוספין כחביטין. That just like the חביטין comes before מוסף, so I'll say the בזיחין come before מוסף as well. Again, just like the חביטין come before מוסף, so to the בזיחין will come before מוסף based on a גזרה שווה חוק חוק. So the Gemara says, אם האטם, well, if you're already learning from Havitin, Gemar, Imehatav Gemar, if you're learning from there, Ligmera Kula Milta Mehatam, learn everything from there, which means, why did you bring it even before the Nesachim? Because isn't the Havitin before the Nesachim? Of course. So just like the Havitin is before the Nesachim, you should also bring the Bazichim before the Nesachim. Which means, once you're learning it like from Havitin, learn everything from Havitin. What was the order? Ola Mincha Havitin Nesachim. Good, so it should be Ola Mincha Havitin Bazichin Nesachim. Put them both before the Nesachim if they're really equal based on this Gezer HaShavah. So he says, no, La'achir Ahani Bayom Bayom La'achir. He says, that's why Bayom Bayom helps you, because he also uses Bayom Bayom to delay. So therefore, Bayom Bayom teaches you to do it after the Nesachim. But the Chok Chok teaches you to do it before the Musaf. So therefore you have somewhere in the middle there. Again, the Biyom Biyom, which is a similar to go later, teaches you, don't make it exactly like the Habitin. The Habitin is earlier. The Habitin is done before the Nesachim. Not do the Bazichin after the Nesachim. Biyom Biyom Le'acher. But since it is, has a link to the Habitin, because that's the Gezerah Shavah Chok Chok, it teaches you to do it before Musaf, just like the Habitin is done before the Musaf. So those are the Sevarah, that's the Sevarah, the Shita that says that the Bazichin is Kodmin Le Musafin. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ketoret Shel Shachar, this is a quote from our Mishnah. Ketoret Shel Shachar, the Ketoret of Shacharit, Haita Kerebam, was brought ben dam le'evarim. It was brought between the two services, the Mishnah says. Between the dam of the korban, ola, and putting the evarim on the mizbeah. So now the Gemara is going to analyze, because we never saw a shita yet that holds like this opinion of our Mishnah, that the ketoret is between the dam and the evarim. The Gemara analyzes. The Gemara says, man, who's the author of this Mishnah? E Rabbanan. If you're telling me it's the opinion of the rabbis, ben dam le nerot mev'ayle. Well, let's review the opinion of the Hachamim that argued on Abba Shaul. Hachamim held that the ketoret was brought between the hatavat hamesh nerot and the hatavat shte nerot. In between you had the ketoret. Now, according to our Mishnah, the Mishnah is saying it was actually brought between dam. Now the dam was brought, according to our Mishnah, before the hatavat nerot. So it's dam, before the dam and the evarim. That means according to the Mishnah, you had the dam, then you had the hatavat nerot, and then you have the ketoret, and then you have the evarim. So that's not going according to the opinion of Hakamim, because Hakamim put the ketoret smack in the middle between the two hatavot. So again, the Gemara has shown us, Ira banan, if it's the Rabbanan, ben dam le nerot mev'ele. It should be between the dam and the nerot. Now really this lashon is a little tricky. The Ritba questions over here, it should be not between dam and evarim. It should really be between the hatavot. It should say ben ner le ner. It should say
right.
That's more, that makes sense according to the shita of the Hachamim, because really it's between nerot le nerot. Why does the Gemara use lashon over here? Ira banan ben dam le nerot mev'ele. Well, it is ben dam le nerot if you look at it in services, meaning there's the service of the dam and there's the service of the nerot. So in between the service of the dam and somewhere in the service of the nerot, you do have a service of the ketoret. But it would be more precise really if you'd say ben nerot, because that's exactly where it is. But we explain it like that, meaning like a bit avodot. Between the avodah of the dam and the avodah of the ned, you have the avodah of the ketoret. Now, i'abashaul, and if it's going like abashaul, ben nerot le'evarim mev'ile. The ketoret was brought after the nerot, before the evarim. So it's nerot, ketoret, evarim. So our Mishnah really does not follow either opinion. Again, the lashon of our Mishnah was ketoret shel shara takirba ben dam le'evarim. Now, who's that opinion? Ben dam le'evarim. So comes the Gemara and says le'olam rabbanani. Really, I'll tell you, our Mishnah is following the banan. And really, the ketoret was brought between the hatavat hamesh nerot and the hatavat shten nerot. Ubesidra lo kamaydi. And our Mishnah was not careful on order, which means the Mishnah is lav dafka. When the Mishnah is telling you, and the ketoret shel shachar was ben this to this, it's not really giving you the specific order. Now, she's lashon is, look at Rashi. Ira banan, if you're gonna tell me it's the banan, the amri beperek kama bektoret mafsik latavat nerot ben dam nerot mevayle ben avodat dam. That's where Rashi learns between the avodah of dam la avodat nerot kodim shiyigmerem, right before you finish them. So that answers that question. Rashi really says it. Le'olam rabbanani nihale leukmek rabbanan ubesidra lo kamayri lo dak. He's really saying the Mishnah wasn't careful in its order. So once you say the Mishnah was not careful in its order, yeah, so you can say it could be Abba Shaul as well. Why would you say that the order doesn't mean anything? So the Tosfot asked that question. Look at the bottom Tosfot. Le'olam Rabbanani, ha de'lo kamar iba'etem ha-Rabbanan iba'etem ha-Abba Shaul u'besedra lo kamayri yesh tomar mishum de'resha de'lo ka'Abba Shaul. Because the beginning of our Mishnah clearly cannot be going like Abba Shaul. Why? Dektani v'nechnas la'tir ketoret u'letiv nerot. Clearly it said in the Mishnah, he brings the ketoret and then he goes hatavat nerot. That cannot be Abba Shaul, because Abba Shaul puts the ketoret after hatavat nerot. So we know our Mishnah is going like Rabbanan. We just had a problem with the end of the Mishnah that put the ketoret in the wrong spot. It says, the Mishnah is not going really in seder. It's just going, you know, in the things that were done for the Korban Olah. You had to do the dam, you have to bring the ketoret, etc., the evarim, but it's really not discussing the placement of the ketoret. Okay, now we go further. Kavz Gemara continues, Veshel ben Arbaim, Haita Kireba ben Evarim Nitzachim. Okay, now we said the Tamitsha ben Arbaim, when did they bring the bones on the Mizbayah? The ketoret of Ben Arbaim. When did they bring the ketoret? Between the Evarim and the Nisachim. So they would put the limbs on the Mizbayah, ketoret followed by the wine. So the Gemara says, Minane mile. How do you know this? Amar b'yuhanad amar kera, because the Pasuk says, Kimincha taboker uchnisko ta'ase. By the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, it says that you do it kimincha taboker, which means whatever you did in the morning, do in the afternoon. Ma min hatabokir ketoret kodem the nisakim. Just like in the morning, the ketoret comes before the nisakim. Afkan ketoret kodemet le nisakim. So too in the afternoon, the ketoret comes before the nisakim. So Gemara says, you want to keep it exactly the same? Ima la'alan ketoret kodemet evarim. Well, in the morning, the ketoret even comes before the evarim. Afkan ketoret kodem in evarim. So in the afternoon it's also come before the evarim. In the afternoon you told me it comes between the nesachim and the evarim. And where are you learning that from? That has to come after. How do you know that it comes after the nesachim? Because we know it from the morning. Just like in the morning, before the nesachim. Just like in the morning the ketoret comes before the nesachim. So do you want to tell me the afternoon the ketoret comes before the nesachim? So the Gemara says, well, in the morning the ketoret actually comes even before the evarim. So in the afternoon it should also come before the evarim. So the Gemara says, mi ketiv ke ibre haboker? Does the pasuk say that the afternoon ketoret is like the afternoon tamid is like ibre bok, like the bones of the morning korban? Ke merhat haboker ketiv. Like the minhah of the boker. What's the minhah of the boker? Minhah the boker, boker. Meaning minhah the boker is the nesachim, which is, it's similar to the nesachim of the morning, but it's not similar to the evarim of the boker. Therefore, in the morning, the ketoret is brought before the nesachim and before the evarim. However, in the afternoon, it's brought before the eva. It's brought before the nesachim, but not before the evarim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Kiminhat haboker." Like the minha of the morning to him minha ha'ayrif. That's where we learn the similarity. Now the Tba asks the question over here. He just says he doesn't know why the Gemara used this pasuk over here to learn ketoret. Kiminhat haboker uknesko, which is written by the Olat Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, this pasuk was not talking about the ketoret. Right? This becomes the pasuk where we're learning ketoret from. How do you know the ketoret? In the afternoon is brought between the nesachim and the evarim. Well, we know from the fact of the Hatha book, he doesn't know why this pasuk was chosen to teach us a law of ketoret when the context of the pasuk is not ketoret. But in any event, it says, "Ma'am in Hatha Boker, Tehem Me'uheret, Lektoret." Right, the Minhat HaBoker is after the Ketoret. Share Af Evarim Yoharet. In the morning, not only is the Nesachim after the Ketoret, but even the Evarim is after. Af Minhat HaEriv, so to Ketoret Kodemet La. The Ketoret will come first, followed by the Nesachim. Oh, so the Gemara says, if it's going to follow the Nesachim, let it come before the Evarim as well. Mi Ketiv Ke Evrei HaBoker. Can you hear Evrei HaEriv? What does it say that the Evarim of the Boker and the Evarim of the HaEriv should be similar? V'tiduk mineh ma Evrei HaBoker meocharim lektoret at Evrei HaEriv meocharim la. And you learn from there that just like in the morning the Ketoret comes before the Evarim, in the afternoon the Ketoret comes before the Evarim. Kemenachat HaBoker, teminachat HaEriv. Ve'lo ke'Evrei HaBoker, Evrei HaEriv. No, we're only comparing it to the Menachot, meaning the Nesachim, but we're not comparing it to the Evarim. So therefore, in the evening, the Ketoret comes before the Nesachim. Actually, in the evening, it's the it comes between the Evarim and the Nesachim. So Evarim come first, then you have the Ketoret, then you have the Nesachim. Okay. Comes the Gemara and continues. Taru Rabbanan, we have a Braita. V'nisko Rabbi'i Tahin. We have a pasuk. Literally, it says, "V'niskor v'yitahin la keves ha'ehad," that for one of the kevasim, meaning there's two kevasim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben arba'im. So it says, "V'niskor v'yitahin la keves ha'ehad." So one of the kevasim gets nesachim. How much nesachim does it get? V'yitahin. So the Gemara is assuming that from the Torah you only learn explicitly one of the two korbanot need nesachim, and whichever that one needs nesachim, we're going to learn the other one from there. But it doesn't say nesachim by both. So the Gemara starts off again. Torah Bara v'nizkor bi'itahin lakeves ha'achad. I'm finishing the pasuk. Yilmad shel shahrit meshel arbit. Says really it's written by arbit. The Gemara says. And how do you know Sha'arit? You learn Sha'arit from Arabit that it also needs Nesachim. Rashi. V'nizkor Rabbi'itayin ha'keves ha'echad gabet timidin ketiv v'limed al ha'echad sheta'un Nesachim. We know one needs Nesachim, because it says v'nizkor Rabbi'itayin ha'keves ha'echad u'miyu ha'echad hu shel Arabit. And Rashi tells us that ha'echad is Arabit. How do you know it's Arabit? Could be Sha'arit. He says deham mines salik. Because right away, the beginning of the pasuk was talking about arbit. Dichtiv le'el min, it says right above this, v'ta keves ha'sheni ta'aseh ben arba'im, and you should do one keves in the afternoon, v'aseri ta'efa solet olat tamid asuya, etc. V'niskor v'yitain la'keves ha'echad. So since the pasuk right before it was talking about the olat ben arba'im, then it says la'keves ha'echad, that ha'echad must be arbit. And therefore it's teaching you what? Arbit gets Nesachim. Once I teach Arbit gets Nesachim, I'm going to learn to Sha'arit. As she says, Jilmad Sha'arit Mishil Arbit, Ma Ze Ta'un Nesachim, Av Ze Ta'un Nesachim. So too it also would need Nesachim. Now, if you look on your side of the Gemara for a second, you'll see Haggahot Ma'arav Ransburg. It's on the right margin. Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan v'nizko, Mishel Arbit, Nirsham Besidot, Devadai Mincha u'Nesachim Elu Atarva Yukai. He says, oh, the Gemara did not have a doubt whether Shachrit gets Nesachim. The Ransburg is saying, for sure, just like Arbit gets Nesachim, Mincha gets Nesachim, because when the Pasuk says Nesachim, it's going back on both. Which means, it clearly says Kemenhata Boker Uchnesko. So clearly it says by Boker is also Nesachim. So he has a whole different understanding of this Gemara. The Gemara is not coming to prove to you that the morning gets a Nesachim. That's obvious.
You know what the Kevis Ahad is teaching me? Lomar lecha, sheyesh lasot echad min ikar.
That's what the Gemara is discussing. Which is the primary Nesachim? So the Gemara is saying Arbit is the primary one. Because when it says v'niskor v'ita in the Kevis Ha'echad, it's telling you one of the two is primary. Now what's nafka mina? Primary, not primary. So Tosfot in the Amud Sheni says, you know what the nafka mina would be? Let's say you only have a revi'it of yain. For which korban should you use it for? So according to this shita, use it for ben arba'im. Because that's the ikar one. Now, do you, for shacharit, do you use nesachim? Badai, of course you use it for, you use it the morning. But the point of the Gemara is, which one has the primary? The primary one would be the Arbit, according to this opinion. And he says, "Benafka mina kibosh shnaf tosafot b'dibur matreil Rabbi Omer." Aval hava dai the yadinan shapir tishneim teonim nesachin mikrat kemenachat tavok ruklesko. Because for sure we knew that the morning gets a nesachim. Ubeha peliki drabanan savri daila kevesachad kaya desamichle. Umimenu asa katuv ikar v'ilmad shacharit mishel arbit. Now, what does it mean in the Gemara when it says ilmad arbit mishel shacharit? So he says va'afagav demedichtiv kivata boker zko mashba adraba deshel erev lamed mishel boker inechiname v'yitzadik l'drashad b'yohanan le'elmize ma'mechatam ketorik kodemet ad kanoshono. Which means, which is this rabbi saying, even though it says the pasuk kivata boker zko. But she did the Shari one. So the Rabbanan will learn that derash k'minhata boker u'tesko, like we just learned above. We made a connection between the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im and the Tamid Shel Shachar, l'gebe the Ketoret, which is where do you put the Ketoret? K'minhata boker u'tesko, that the Ketoret of Ben Arba'im goes before the Nesachim, just like it went in the morning. So that Pasuk, he didn't learn. That wasn't the source for his ketoret for his nesachim of ben arba'im. So therefore, he said yilmad shacharit ma'arbit, which is you could learn shacharit from arbit. So the quote of the Ranchberg is like this: really, we have a beferush pasuk to tell me that there's a nesachim in shacharit. That's clear. But this Gemara is trying to say that this rabbi really used Kemenhata Boker for something else, like we learned in the last Gemara. We learned in the last Gemara to teach me the din of the Ketoret. So therefore he said, Yilmad Shacharit from Arbit. But that's not the main focus of this Gemara. Because for sure the rabbis knew that you had to do a Nesachim in Arbit as well as Shacharit. But like we said, the purpose of this Gemara was to say, what is the Ikar? So Rabbanan will say, when it says, Etakeves Ehad, right, the kevis I had, that's Arbi. Therefore, like I said, enough coming out from the Tosafot. Now, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Arbit Mishel Shacharit. He says, no, on the contrary, Arbit is from Shacharit. So, because when it says in the pasuk, the kevis ehad, he learns going on Shacharit. Look at Rashi. The kevis ehad ad the Shacharit kae. Shneimar bo et kevis ehad taseh baboker. So when it says the pasuk, v'niskor v'yita in the kevis ehad. What is that ehad going on? Shacharit. Why? Because the pasuk says et kevis ehad taseh baboker. So ehad is the boker. So therefore, we have a machloket, which is the priority. According to Rabbi, Shacharit is the ikar. Dafka mina. Look at the top Tosfot. Rabbi Yomesh Shir Arbit Meshel Shacharit Nereli Di'ika Benayu Sibur Shelo Avu Nahem Nesachim Ela Le'echad Men Leman Damar Degamar Shir Arbit Meshel Shacharit Imke Shacharit Rikar V'yakribem Shacharit Ulman Damar Gemar Shacharit Me'arbit Yakribem Arbit. So what brings that Nafka Mina, which is the priority. So now the Gemara says Bishlama Le'Rabbanan, I understand the rabbi's opinion. Hai Betamid Shel Ben Arbaim Ketiv. Which means, if you look at the pasuk when it said the discord if you eat in the keves ahad, it was coming off the tamid shel ben arba'im. So the rabbis makes sense that the word ehad is going on tamid shel ben arba'im.
Ela Rabbi Maitama. But what's the reason of Rabbi? Amar Ababar Ula, Amar Kira, La Keves Ha'ehad. He says, "Veniskor if ita in the keves ha'echad is you keves shneimad bo echad." What is the keves that the word echad is used by? Have omer zetami chashachar. Very good logic going to the B. V'rabbanan my echad miyuchad shebeidro. Hakamim have a different derasha on the word echad. They say echad comes to teach you miyuchad, meaning you have to use the choice animal for the korban. So the Gemara says, "With a bee, how does the bee know you have to use the choice animal for the korban?" So he has it from a pasuk. Maybe the right lashon of that words. That would be vechol mibchar nidrechem. That's the right lashon. Mibchar nidrechem, your choice. Nidarim. When a person brings a neder, bring the choice, nafka. So therefore he knows choice from a different pasuk, mifhar. So now, v'rabbanan, what do the rabbis do with that? He says, had bechoba v'had bin daba. Yeah, you're right, we have a pasuk that tells when you bring a neder, it has to be choice. But bringing a neder is voluntary. How do you know that on a mandatory, you have to bring choice as well? So that's what pasuk says, echad. So according to the rabbis, you need to have two pasukim. One pasuk by a voluntary item, mifhar nidrechem, and one pasuk by a mandatory, the teacher by a mandatory also have to bring choice. So the Gemara says, you need two pasukim? One for mandatory, one for voluntary? The Gemara says, you do. Vesirikhe, you need it. Why? So look at Rashi, Vesirikhe, second line. Yes, sad note. There's a side to say shanidava sarich liyapota kedesh shetetrasil ledoron vakpalat panim. There's a logic to say that dafka on a voluntary item, you have to make a choice because you're trying to appease. You know, you're giving a gift, you have to make it acceptable. Ve'yesh sad notel lomar shachoba mutel tzadik laflo chobo mishalem. And there's another logic to say no, that the choba needs to be choice because you're paying a debt. You're paying an obligation, you better pay it from the choice to fulfill your obligation. So therefore, I cannot have learned one from the other. So if I need two pesukim. So let's review quickly outside this Sevarot over here. Comes out this last piece of Gemara, we had a machloket, very important machloket in the banan, and the B, which nisachim are ikar? According to the banan, nisachim of arbit are ikar. Because when it says in the pasuk, when it's called Evita Lekevis Ha'ehad, that Ehad is talking about the Erev, and you learn Shahrit from the Erev. Where the B says no. The Kevis Ha'ehad, which Kevis is mentioned the word Ehad by it, it's the Kevis, that's the Shahrit. So he learns that Shahrit is the Ikar. So the Gemara says, Bishtam al Rabbanan, it's going to go to the Banan, because the word Ehad is going right after the Sakim of Laila. So the Gemara says, what does Rabbi do? Rabbi says, what are you talking about? Like I said, Ehad is referring to Ehad ve'etekeves Ehad taseh b'boker. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, what does Rabbanan do with the word Ehad? Which means, you have the word Ehad? No, he learns a different derash. He learns miyuhad shebe'idro. Oh, so where does Rabbi learn miyuhad? He learns it from, right, mibhad drechem. So the rabbis, what do you do with Mifhan Nidrechem? They say we need both. We need Mifhan Nidrechem to teach me on voluntary items, it has to be choice, and Ehad teaches me Chovah Vesirikhe. And you need both, because like we're not be able to learn one from the other, because both have logics why to tell me you'd have to bring choice. Comes the Gemara and continues. Imaya Kohen Gadol Zaken or Estenis. Okay, so we said if the Kohen Gadol was an old man or Estenis, he's finicky, sensitive, so then already they would add some water, they would add some hot water that they heated up from before Kippur, and they would add it into the mikveh to take out the chill. Tanya, we have a braita. Amar Biyuda, Asheshiyot Chil Barzel Ayu Mehamin Me'erev Yom Kippurim. They would actually take iron rods and they would heat them up before Kippur, and then umatilin letok sonen, they would drop them in the cold mikveh kedesh etafik sinatan, in order to take out the chill. It's because we have a machlok between the Mishnah and the Braita. The Mishnah said they would add water. The Braita said, you know, take iron hot rods and just drop them in the cold mikveh. So the Gemara said, "Hello, mitzaref. How could you drop hot iron rods and cold water. If you remember in Masechet Shabbat, we learned one of the melachot is makibe patish. What is makibe patish? Adding final touches, which means when you're finishing a keli. Now, in metal, when you drop it into the cold water, after you make it, you know, boiling, after you make it hot, you drop it in water, it strengthens the metal, hardens it. That's called metzaref. And that's makeh bepatish. So therefore the Gemara say, how could you drop it into the mikveh on Kippur? Forget about the inyan of heating it up. We'll say it doesn't heat it up where it's boiling it. Okay, just it takes the chill out. So you don't have a problem with bishul. But bottom line, when the cold water hits the ashashiyot, it's going to be mitzaref, it hardens it. That's the sur of mekebe patish. So the Gemara said, look at Ashi, Ashi's not shown ashashiyot, hatichot avot. Okay, ashashiyot means just thick pieces of metal. Kemo eshet shen, ve'afla shon hakamim minora ba'a min ha'eshet. Okay, just thick pieces of metal. Ve'alo mitzaref, hanoten barzel min ha'esh lemayim. When you take barzel from the fire into the water, mitzarfo, mehazeko umakshehu. It strengthens it and makes it hard. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Bai, shelo egiya letziruf. Rabbi Bai says, it didn't reach siruf. What does that mean? Kevar ayam mitzunan bimiksat. Which means already these rods, they cooled off already before you put them into the water. Ava pi shayu notim balayla betuk garim lohashot. Even though the whole night you're leaving them in coals, so they were really getting hot. They didn't get so red hot that if you're going to drop them in the water, it's going to be tziruf. It seems that the rods have to be very, very hot for the tziruf process to work. So the Gemara says, yeah, they were hot enough to heat the mikveh, but they were not hot enough to have a problem of tziruf. That's an Abibai. Abaye Amar, afilu tema shegia litziruf. Abaye says, you know what? You can even say they were piping hot, and really tziruf happened. But what? Davar she'en mitkaven mutar. Abaye says, hindush. When the guy's throwing the pipes in the rods in the water, he has kavanah to make tziruf? Of course not. His kavanah is to what? To heat up the water. So you're asking a question. Which means we know a rule that even if you don't have mitkavanah for something, but if it's inevitably going to happen, so that's asur, even according to the opinion that says davar she'en mitkaven, is mutar. So the truth of the matter is, the mefarshim asked this question. Well, I don't know if you nihal in this case that you want it to happen. You really don't want it to happen. You don't care for that. But the point is, like you said, it is a psik reshet. So the mefarshim asked this question. So the Tosfot Arosh answers, it's the easiest answer. You have to say it's a case where it's not a psik reshet, where it's not automatically going to happen. Or you could explain that since it's in your ability to pull it out right away, so it's not a psik reshet. Because I guess you have to leave it in the water for a certain amount of time for the tziruf to happen. So if you just drop it in and then immediately pull it out, tziruf is not going to happen. So when it's in your ability to stop it from happening, you can't call it a psik reshet. But here we see a hadush of Abaye. Abaye is saying that davar she'em et kaven mutar. So comes the Gemara and says, is that so? Umi amar Abaye acheh. Does Abaye subscribe to the opinion that says davar she'em et kaven mutar? Ve'atanya, we have a braita. Besar orlato. The pasuk says, "Ubayom hashemini yimol besar orlato." On the eighth day, you cut the flesh of the orla. Now that word basar is extra. The pasuk could have just said, "Ubayom hashemini yimol orlato." Cut the foreskin. What does it mean? The flesh of the foreskin, besar orlato. So the Gemara says, "Afilu bimkom shiyesh sham baheret yakutz." Even if, let's say, there's a sara'at, a piece of leprosy on the Brit Milah. So the Hiddush is that normally you're not allowed to cut leprosy. Hishamer benega sara'at. The Torah puts a lot ta'aseh against cutting sara'at off the flesh. The Hiddush by Brit Milah is Ubayom Shimini Yemol Besar or Lato, that even if on the Basar there's a Baheret, when normally you're not allowed to cut by Brit Milah, you cut it. So comes the Gemara's Devre Rabbi Yoshia. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. So comes look at Rashi. Okay, just continue. The Gemara continues. The Gemara analyzes. What do I need this pasuk for? Why? Okay, basar leravot menuga. What do you have to have the extra word basar to come and tell me that I got the tzara'at off? Dematzi lemichtav yemor olato. Vekatab basar leravot basar amur benegaim.
By to an actual word basar, it teaches me the gaim. Adam kiye be'or besaro. Lama likra hadavar she'enu mitkavenu. When a guy's cutting the brit milah, does he have kavanah for the tzarat? He doesn't have kavanah for the tzarat. This kavanah is for the milah. Ve'amar Abaye, so Abaye answered this question. Let it be Yehuda, damar davar she'en mitkaven asur. It's coming according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda normally holds in the whole Torah, davar she'en mitkaven asur. So the hadush by brit milah is that this davar she'en mitkaven is mutar. We have a special gizrat to katub by brit milah. Now from the fact that Abaye is answering the pasuk l'shitat Rabbi Yehuda, it's much more he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, if really he holds davar she'en mitkaven asur, back to the question, how could you throw these asashiyot into the mikveh and you tell me they reached the level of siruf? Aye, Abaye, you hold davar she'en mitkaven asur. So we're back to the question. And how do we know that Abaye holds davar she'en mitkaven asur? Because when it came to the pasuk of cutting the brit milah with the sarat, you came along and said, what do you need a pasuk for? It's davar she'en mitkaven. So he said, oh, you need a pasuk. Because really davar she'en mitkaven is asur. And without a pasuk, I would say it's forbidden to cut the sarat off the milah, even though you're not having kavana. So I have a pasuk that says milah is an exception. Yeah, but everywhere else, davar she'en mitkaven asur. So the Gemara answers, Hani mile b'chola Torah kula. Yeah, when does Rabbi Yehuda say davar she'en mitkaven asur? Only on isure deoraita. Avalacha tziruf derabbanan ava. But here we're talking about a tziruf that's only asur midrabbanan. We'll see why in a second. And therefore, Rashi is learning a big hadush here. That Rabbi Yehuda that we learned throughout Chas, that says davar she'en mitkaven asur is only be'isur Torah. However, be'isur derabbanan, davar she'en mitkaven mutar. Now, why is the tziruf davar she'en mitkaven is only isur derabbanan? So the Tosfot speaks out, because siruf the orait is by kelim, is by vessels. For example, remember we learned the Masechet Shabbat, we had a meham. A meham is like an urn, right? And they emptied it out from its hot water. Then they want to put cold water in it. So there the Gemara said, oh, I'm a tzaref. Because it's boiling hot from the water. By adding the cold water, now you're causing the urn to harden, to strengthen. That's siruf the orait because it's on a keli. Masha'ekin on rods, these are not kelim, these are just metal rods. So tziruf is only deoraita when it makes a keli. Masha'ekin on a rod which is not a keli, tziruf is only drabanan. And therefore the Gemara wants to say, oh, isu drabanan, no problem of davar she'en mitkaven, therefore it's mutalikat, Rashi's lashon. Ve'amar Abaye, al masvir el Abaye dekra misayal el Rabbi Yehuda medetzarich ra'al mishneihem. The fact that Abaye was discussing Rabbi Yehuda's opinion must be he holds like him. Bechol haTorah be'isura deoraita kegon kotzetz ba'eret tichtiv hishamel benegat sarat be'amar mor bekotzetz ba'artor katu medaber, which means by deoraita is like cutting off a sarat. Davar she'en mitkaven is asur, and if we need a special pasuk to come and tell me mamila, it's okay. Masha'ekin on isud rabbanans, not a problem at all. Now you see that she's lashur at the end there. He says ve'en shvut be'megdash lo garsinan. Which means don't get involved with the Ein Shvut B'Mikdash. Which means that she's learned it's got nothing to do with Ein Shvut B'Mikdash. There's a principle that stands and says, Yisud Rabbanan don't apply in the Mikdash. That she says, don't get involved in that. It's got nothing to do with Ein Shvut B'Mikdash. The reason why it's mutar is because by Yisud Rabbanan davar she'en mitkaven is mutar. Which is according to Rashi, it's mashma that this would be mutar not only in the Beit HaMikdash, it would be mutar outside the Beit HaMikdash. It's not a special heter for Beit HaMikdash, the Shitat Rashi. It's a heter all over the place. Now I should point out that once you see that she's not being goresthus, obviously the Arishonim that are goresthus, and some Rishonim want to say, no, the whole heter over here is because the tziruf is the Rabbanan, and in the Beit HaMikdash we have a rule, Ein Shvut B'Mikdash, and that's why it's permissible. But outside the Beit HaMikdash, even this item would be Asur. Which they want to learn that what? That davar she'en mitkaven according to the Biyudas Asur, ben bedeoraitas, ben bedrabbanans. Ela what? On a drabbanan, like this case, in the Beit HaMikdash, based on the principle, Ein Shvut B'Mikdash, that's why it'd be permissible. So it's a fantastic mahlok in Rishonim. Exactly to what extent Rabbi Yehuda holds davar she'en mitkaven. Lishitat Rashi, all the rabbanan, davar she'en mitkaven mutar. So you don't need a Beit HaMikdash necessarily to have the heter. But Shekhar Kotra Rishonim, which is the Tosafot, Yav Rabbeinu Hananel, they want to have the girsa of Shvut b'Mikdash, and that's the way the dynamic, the mechanics are working over here. It's a rabbanan, add to the fact that it's in the Beit HaMikdash, that's why we're being lenient. But anywhere else, in a Chename, it would be Asur. Let's just say over the Shita of the Tosafot over here. Tosafot, who has the Girsav in Shvut HaMikdash, is learning again the following. That really, Rabbi Yehuda holds davar she'im itkaven Asur min HaTorah, b'chol HaTorah kula. Which is in all other places in the Torah, if you did the Isur b'lo mitkaven, it's Asur. Min HaTorah. However, on Shabbat, there's an added ingredient. On Shabbat, to be Chayav Min HaTorah, to be similar to the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, it was called Melechet Machshevet. It was a Melacha that had intent. I would call it intent. However, if you do a Melacha on Shabbat, without intent, automatically Tosfot says it turns into a Drabbanan. So every Melacha on Shabbat that's not Mitkaven, by its nature is Drabbanan. Even if you did something that potentially can be a Deoraita, if you had Kavanah, but once you do that potential deoraita without kavanah, automatically it's a sud rabbanan. Oh, so the based on Tosfot Girsah that says ve'en shvut b'mikdash, so that's why tziruf would be permissible in the Beit HaMikdash on Kippur, because it's melechet machshev which you don't have, and since you have melechet machshev, automatically it's rabbanan, en shvut b'mikdash, therefore mutar. So that's the machloket between Nashi and the Tosafot. Comes the next Mishnah. Okay, now we continue about the tevilot that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. The second tevilah, they bring him to Bet HaParva, u'bakodesh hayta, like we learned, it was in the Kodesh, in the holy section, because all the tevilot besides the first tevilah are done in the Kodesh. Pirsus sadin shel butz beno leben ha'am. Again, they took the linen talet and they use it as a partition to separate him from the people. Kedesh Shadav Veraglav. He made Kiddush Adayim Veraglaim Upa Shat, and then he takes off his clothes. That's according to Hakamim. The Bimeir Omer Pashat Kedesh Shadav Veraglav. He takes off his clothes first, and then he does the Kiddush Adayim Veraglaim. Which is, we learned this machloket already above. Very important machloket in the banana Bimeir. When exactly does he do the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, when his clothes are still on, or after he takes his clothes off? Yarad V'Tabal, he goes down to the mikveh. Alai comes up, V'Nistapag, and he dries himself off. Heviyu lo Bigdei Lavan. Now they bring him the white garments, because now he's going to go do all the Avodah Bifnim. Lavash, he puts the garments on, V'Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. According to everybody, only after he gets dressed, he makes the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Now the Gemara Mishnah tells us a chiddush. Bashachar haya lovesh filusin shel shne ma'asar maneh. In the morning, the garments, the white garments that he used to wear, were from pilusin. Where is pilusin? Right, pilusin would be the Egyptian linen. That she says that it's hashuv u'me'uleh. So he would wear garments made in Egypt that were worth shnem asar maneh, that had a very expensive price to it, 12 maneh. Now each maneh is 100 zuz, so it would be 1200 zuz. That's how much they would cost. Now ben arba'im hinduin. In the afternoon when he would wear the Bigdei Lavan a second time, they would be hinduin. So mahalokit yishunim, either that's from Ethiopia or India. Shir shimona me'od zuz. And they were only 800 zuz. So the morning garments were more expensive by 400 zuz, by a third, than the afternoon garments. The Gemara will explain why. So again, according to the Bimeir, it's 12 zuz, 12 maneh in the morning, which is 1200 zuz, and it's 800 zuz in the afternoon. Morning garments are from Egypt, afternoon garments are either from Ethiopia or India. והחמים אומרים, בשחר היה לובש של 18 מנה, ובין ארבעים של 12 מנה. So the Achamim also agreed that there was a third difference between the morning and the afternoon. They just thought it was more expensive. The morning was 18, which comes out to 1800 zuz, right? It was 18 מנה, and in the afternoon it was 1200. Now, הכל 30 מנה. Altogether, according to the Hachamim, it's 30 maneh altogether in clothes. Between the 18 in the morning and the 12 in the afternoon. Now, why is he giving us number 4? So, Elu Mishel Hikdesh. That's the way Hagot Abach changes it. Which means, who pays for these clothes? So, the Mishnah is telling you, well, there's an allotment from Hikdesh for 30 maneh for Begadim. Hikdesh pays for that. Vim Nasale Osif, Mosif Mishelo. Now, if the Kohen wants to wear fancier garments and he wants to go above the 30 maneh that they allot him, right, it should be though, he's allowed to do that. Let's read Rashi. הביאו לבית הפרווה לטבול תבילה שנייה שהיא טעונה מקום כזאת כמי שדעל רבי מאיר אומר פשט תחילה רבי מאיר says he takes his garments off first ואחר כך קידש like we learned above הפרי שתחיל בשחר בגדים שלובש בתבילה זו היו מפשטן של של מדינת פלוסין. Okay, the Yerushalmi says was from the city of Ramesses in Egypt. Shu chashuv u me'ule. Uben arbaim, begadim shlovesh lotzaat kaf u machta, hinduin, shayu mepeshtan shel eres hinduin vi eres kush. So Rashi learns hinduin is kush. Ethiopia, the Ritba learned shel peshtan shel malchut hodu. That's India. Kedematargin in Yotem Reoziel, ha'yafoch kushi oro hindua. I mean, the way the Targum explains the word kushi is hindua. Now, the question that the Tosafot asks on this Mishnah is why when Rabbi Meir is giving his shi'ur of the Begadim, he goes, right, he goes, starts with Maneh and then goes to Zuz, but when the rabbis give their shi'ur, they keep it Maneh, Maneh. Now the Tosafot is actually on the Amud Rishon Lamidheh, it's the Tosafot Timur Matril, Hinduvin Shel Het Me'od Zuz. That Tosafot belongs to the Mishnah. So you know, Lamidheh. לא ידענו אמי לו כאמר של חת מנה כדאמר ברשע. So I don't know why it didn't use the lashon שמונה מנה, just like in the beginning, which means you use יוד בית מנה, so use שמונה מנה. So Tosfot goes and asks questions and questions. At the end, if you look at all the way at the end of the Tosafot, the last line he says, "Veshem yesh lomar, ena lashon nofel betov lomar shmona maneh." At the end, he says it just doesn't flow correctly in the lashon, which means shmona maneh. Means it's easy to say shmona meod zuz, as opposed to Shmona Maneh. I guess the words are very similar. Shmona Maneh. So therefore, that's his answer, which is not the best answer that we were expecting, but that's the answer of the Tosafot. In any event, the Gemara is going to have to prove to us why the clothes of the morning were more expensive by a third, according to both opinions, than the clothes in the afternoon.